And welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, and we are taking a brief little interlude here with our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, Beth McDonald. And we are going to be talking about, actually quite appropriately, the Piscean sign, Pisces, the fish. Especially because of all the rain we've had here on the Central Coast. Some of us feel a little bit like fish because some of us got quite a bit of rain. I know I did up on the hill. It seemed like a couple of nights back it was quite a bit of rain. But it's more than that as far as the Piscean, the fish. And I'm wondering, too, and we've talked about this, the symbols, the various animals, if you will. They're not all animals, but the majority of them are. What about the characteristics of the fish and not just maybe behavior, but even the physical characteristics? They have fins and they have gills and they can swim underwater and they don't breathe oxygen and so forth. How does any of that have any, as far as the Piscean concepts, if you will, in this sign, does any of that play?
Well, yes and no. And it depends on, that's such a subjective question. Different people will look at this and see things differently.
Okay.
And I think, certain signs do have very, very strong physical attributes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Pisces has them, but in a very non-conventional way.
Right. I mean, Taurus is stubborn. I mean, it's got a determination. That's the personality.
A fighting spirit.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
It's often a very blind, kind of confused fighting.
Right.
Pisces is not simply the fish.
Could we say... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
The constellation is two fish swimming in opposite directions.
Okay, and that, of course, negates what I was going to say about going with the flow. Because salmon swim upstream, but not all fish just swim upstream. Some go, they just follow the flow of the river or the lake.
Right. Pisces is more, it has very strong instincts and desires,
mm-hmm.
but it's often working at cross purposes. It's often, a kind of unconscious.
Okay.
And, Pisces, like a fish, needs a lot of freedom.
Ah.
But, like the fish has limitations, it can't really live on land.
Right.
It has to be in a very specific environment. Pisceans tend to really struggle a lot for their perception of their need for freedom, but not really understanding the confines of their environment. And so there's this very dual struggle for freedom, yet need to belong.
Interesting. We'll touch more on that next week. And I also want to talk a little bit about Mercury in retrograde, which we may be out of next week. Nonetheless, I think it's important to kind of observe that a little bit because both experienced some very unusual things during that period of time.
Yes.
BethMcDonaldConsulting.com is the website, and they can get you by phone at 963-0842. As I always say, the reverse question mark. We'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thanks, Richard.